with some passersby.
So with Canada geese, they form pair bonds, and they tend to form long-term pair bonds, so often mating for life. And basically, at this stage of the year, they are nesting. And in this species, the female nests, builds the nest, and incubates the eggs. And it's the male's role to defend both her and the eggs. So effectively, he's just being territorial and just kind of doing his job in terms of his contribution to the parental care. So, it's not really surprising behavior. It is probably a bit unfortunate that she chose a spot so close to the boardwalk. But, for the most part, I think he's just trying to, you know, keep his offspring and his mate protected and free from threats.
All right. So essentially, she's made it quite a busy time for him.
No. Yes. I mean, so it's interesting. Different birds have different kind of approaches to reproduction, and the males and females, depending on the species, have different roles in the parental care. So in a species like this, she's just going to sit on and incubate her eggs for almost a month. I think their incubation period is 25 to 28 days. And so since she's incubating alone, in other species, the male also incubates. Sometimes the male incubates exclusively. But since she's doing it alone, that's kind of his contribution. If you think about the investment that they're making in their offspring, they produce these big eggs, many eggs. That's a lot of energy. She spends almost a month sitting on them. And then they have their goslings with them for, I think, up to 50 days, I was reading. So, they spend a lot of time and energy in producing, you know, their offspring. And so it makes sense that they would invest behaviorally in taking care of them.
All right. Now, she's going to be sitting on those eggs for a month. What is she? Is she just taking breaks to eat and drink? Like, how does she manage that?
Yeah, so again, different species do different things. Species like a goose, they can kind of pack on enough weight that they can sit pretty consistently. She's probably just sitting for the most part. In other species where they're kind of not able to pack on weight to sort of, last the entire incubation period, you'll have some species of other birds that the male and female trade off, or sometimes the female will incubate intermittently. But in this species, she's just kind of sitting there. She's probably eating and drinking a little bit, but for the most part, she's just kind of sitting there keeping those eggs warm.
Now, we said that the location of her nest is quite close to the boardwalk, so there's bound to be lots of people walking by. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit, what do we know about what upsets the male gander there? Like, is there, things we wear or things we do that could further upset him? Or is there a way we can be walking by that boardwalk with doing the least amount of, causing the least amount of upset to that pair?
Yeah, so, specifically, it's hard for me to say what is upsetting him. I've observed, over the years that I've lived in Sackville, that the birds in the waterfowl park tend to be fairly tame because they're accustomed to people. So I've actually noticed that over the years that the geese here are less aggressive than I would kind of expect them to be. But he's reacting to a perceived threat, and it's hard to say exactly what that threat is. I would say people spending, hanging out near the nest is probably... He doesn't love that. But it's also hard to say. There could be other, I haven't seen that goose going after people, but I've seen that goose going after other geese. So, it could be that you happened to walk by at a moment where he was already kind of on guard because there had been another goose around, or if you're kind of standing watching that nest. So my advice would be just to try to give these animals some space. It's hard because the boardwalk is narrow and you can't give them a wide berth, but I would say, just kind of walk past and try to not, just kind of go on your way. A lot of people don't have any problems. I think for the most part, he's territorial. He's not necessarily trying to hurt you, so he's probably just more trying to intimidate you to get you out of the way. So if you just keep walking past and try to give them space, I think that people will be fine.
Do you know how many eggs, like, roughly she would be, like, what range of eggs would she be sitting on right there? How many goslings might they have?
Yeah, they tend to have fairly large broods, so I've read, you know, between 2 and 8. So yeah, you'll probably notice once the eggs hatch, they'll have their goslings, and there's actually multiple pairs in the park right now. I think she's just the closest, and so maybe the most obvious. But you'll see them going, you know, the male and the female together with these big broods of goslings, and they're territorial with the goslings too. So. You know, we're going to have these geese here for quite a while. We've created this wonderful habitat for them, and we share this habitat that we enjoy with all of these nesting birds. So I think it's just about kind of sharing it respectfully. But yeah, they'll be here for a while. They'll have their babies and take care of them. They're really good parents. That's why they're so territorial. So yeah, I think just, you know, give them some space, keep your dogs on leash, that sort of thing. And I think we can all coexist here pretty well.
Just one more thing about Canada geese. There's a lot of, you know, memes on the internet. They're tough and they're scary. How big are they, and are they known to, you know, do damage to people occasionally?
Sure, yeah. They're a real kind of perceived as a real nuisance bird, and I think there's a few reasons for that. One is that they're pretty big, right? So a lot of birds maybe behaving territorially to you, like the red-winged blackbirds that are calling all the time are also behaving territorially, but they don't really come across as a threat because they're pretty small. A goose is a much bigger bird, and their threatening behaviors are things that seem like, I think they're more apparently threatening, like they might sort of, he might like lift up and kind of flap his wings at you, or they often do that kind of making their neck almost snake-like and hissing. So I think their territorial behaviors seem more threatening to us. And they also do well in spaces that we like. They love lawns. So with the proliferation of parks and lawns and golf courses, they're in the same places that we're in. So I think we also have more of those interactions. So could a goose do damage? I'm sure if you like got your face in by its face, it could do some damage to you. I'm not really worried about that. I don't, like, a goose isn't gonna, I'm never worried about a goose like chasing me down. Usually whenever I've seen a goose kind of behave territorially to me, they will, you know, hiss or move their neck or flap their wings, or they might kind of charge you a little bit, but I just kind of move around them and go on my way. So, yeah, I think that as long as you're not challenging the goose, you're probably okay.
Thanks very much, Beth. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much.
That was Beth McDonald, lab tech at Mount Allison's Ornithology Lab. The goose in question can now be seen off her nest on occasion, though with still no goslings in sight. McDonald says the goose may have covered the eggs in down, so there's still hope for the feisty pair.